Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Lynn likes the open floor, spinning, puts it up and banks it in. Yes. Sensational play for Jeremy Lin.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Lin's sanity continues here in Madison Square Garden.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, the BT and Sal call of the day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Big Bob in Smithtown, New Jersey. Bobby?
BT, I blame you completely for the loss. Why and I that? Mean this being
the one guy who's been locked into the Knicks all year.
You didn't go to game 7 with Kerry.
Oh, Bob, come on. Steve's in Northport. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I like the show, and I got to say, I've been watching it on that app. So to see your guys, your facial expressions and everything, it's a great show.
Who's better looking, Steve? We look similar. Who's better looking, Steve? Yeah.
No comment.
Richie, South Jersey, BT and Sal. Rich, what's cooking?
The Pacers, they were 2-1 against the Knicks. That's number one.
So what?
What? You're saying they're a better team.
Who?
Sal said.
I am Sal. I've said that who's a better team? The Knicks are a better team than the Pacers.
You said that. Correct.
Yes.
A losing record to them.
What does the regular season have to do with anything?
Because they play them. I can't take you. You're a freaking moron.
Rich, come on, man. Rich, come on. All right, I appreciate the passion there, Richie boy.
Let me just say, I'm not going to address him because it's not even worth acknowledging.
I got you.
I'm going to tell you truthfully. There are things that I really want to say that I'm going to hold in because I'm a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Richie, the instigator, Richie.
Well, of all things, if I were to call over somebody defending the Pacers, saying that they're better than the Knicks. And by the way, if you wanted to use an example, don't use the regular season. Use the postseason. They just won a series from them. Real quick, BT, before we get back to the calls here. And Rich, thank you seriously for listening. I know you're listening and you know that like you think I drive you nuts, but you listen all the time and you call, so we really do appreciate that. So we saw this, BT, during one of the breaks, but we didn't talk about it on the air. Shams Charania, a FanDuel, whatever, he had a report. So teams are monitoring the potential availability of Julius Randle this offseason. Randle's eligible for a 4-year, $181 million contract.
No way would I do that if I'm the Knicks. Keep going.
And by the way, how I stand with Randle? Nor would I do that.
No,
like, there's no way.
Way
you could do that.
No.
If the Knicks decide not to extend Randle, he could be on the move. Randle's $30 million salary with the draft capital makes it very easy for New York to go star hunting. This is a tweet from Evan Sittery, who's just reiterating what Shams reported.
Okay.
But I just want to give proper credit right there. Point is, there's no way the Knicks should be looking to extend Randle. Because even I, who love Randle and want to see this double down and run it back, I want to see what he could do here. Like, all right, give him one more chance, fine. But extending would be...
There's no way you can do that. There's no way. And there's no way that they will.
Okay,
none.
So now the question then becomes, so who's the star?
I mean, the first target's Booker, the second target's Booker, and then the third target's Booker. And
okay,
then you start.
So if it's not Booker.
I would call Philly about Embiid. I know it's not going to happen, but I would have a conversation.
If you're the Suns, why would you do that? Just because Booker wants out and you have no choice? And then if you do, well, it wouldn't be just about Randle. You'd be getting Randle plus a boatload of picks.
Maybe Randle and Mitch. I think there's a way to package those guys.
Okay.
I know you don't want to get rid of Mitch, but I'm good with it.
Well, I mean, look. I'm not going to let Mitch be the holdup in a Devin Booker deal like I like. Hartenstein it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I got you.
Like, if I had to choose between the two, I'd rather have Mitch. But if they want Mitch, that's fine.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, if you're Phoenix, you know, is that something that you think would fit better with Durant and Beal and Randall and Mitch Robinson and the picks? Like, why are you – Booker's the guy.
It might not matter about fit as much as it is the disgruntled nature of, in this case, Booker. Like, we know that. And I don't think he's there yet, to be clear. That was refuted pretty quickly by Devin Booker's camp when that story first got out about whenever they got bounced,
okay.
Right? 10 days ago or so. So I don't know that he's, like, completely, you know, locked into get me out of here. I do think if they don't mix things up and they don't start well, I do think that slight disappointment or slightly more than that will morph into something that is no longer tenable, and then I think that they'll have to trade him. And that's where you pounce.
Right.
If you're the Knicks.
Yeah, if not him, would you?
I don't know if I have a second guy.
Like Donovan Mitchell? No. I mean,
I don't
similar.
Think so.
Obviously, he's not Booker, exactly.
Honestly,
but
Sal,
you're talking about a guard who can create.
It's hurt a lot.
I know. I get it. Look, he would be the guy. I mean, I love Booker for years. I mean,
yeah, he's a stud.
If he's available,
and he's got some energy. So
doesn't sound
to
like
too.
Doesn't sound like LeBron's going to be wanting to leave Los Angeles, especially if they hire Redick. But
let me ask you this though. So let's go back to the Suns for a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a deeper conversation during the summer. I'm sure. I know we'll get back to this. Whether it's LeBron, whether it's Booker, if the Suns reconcile, broken, but we're not giving up Booker, and Booker's cool with staying. Kevin Durant for the Knicks? As a little one-year bridge or two-year bridge to, he's going to score, you know?
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
I probably would too.
I mean, I don't like Durant at all. And my ego and like pride would be like, nah, screw you, pal. Same thing with you with LeBron.
Yeah.
I would not let that get in the way, though, of either player at this particular point. I felt that way about LeBron once. I would not feel that way now. I mean, wouldn't that be something?
I think it's plausible. I think that's the easier move for the Suns, for sure.
But wouldn't it be typical Durant, like, oh yeah, now you want to come to the Knicks?
Yes, but if he's the central, remember, it's not like he's joining the Warriors who are coming off a championship.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
You know, the heat that he's taking is that he's always joined the party after the party's halfway through.
He still has the chance to be the hero in New York.
That's what I'm saying.
He'd still be second to Brunson's
team, but he'd get a ton of credit more than, you know, joining Beal and Booker and Phoenix.
It would mean more to
the Warriors.
It would mean more. He doesn't care about this, and he may not believe it, but him winning here in New York, even as a 1B to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Or maybe, look, he could still
or
be the best
two.
Player. Whatever.
Whatever,
well,
yeah.
Whatever he is, it would mean more than whatever championships he won in Golden State.
I agree. I ask you this. Like, what's Kevin Durant's legacy right now? Like, the thing that I would start with
so
is...
So would it be a fit? I know Durant's a great player.
I think it would be a fit. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, now, that might almost necessitate keeping Mitch because if Kevin Durant's not playing much defense at all at this
right.
stage. So, you know, that's, again, that's down the road stuff. If I say, what is his true legacy? Once you get past, and I've always leaned on this, I think Kevin Durant's the most, although now Jokic is actually challenging that a bit. I think he's the most unique scorer in the history of the NBA.
Okay.
You know, he's the first guy at that height really coming in, drilling shots mm-hmm. and doing things.
Right, plays like a guard.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
7 feet,
for a 7-footer. Yeah. So that's the first thing I've always said. What's the second thing? Is it that he added to the Warriors dynasty? Whatever it is, it's
not... He latched on. I think that's the second thing.
Yeah.
He latched on to a dynasty.
That's my point. Whatever it is, it's not necessarily favorable. So a Knicks championship, because they haven't won since 73, you know, changes that a bit. Just one more thought on Randall, because he's going to be talked a lot about in terms of being dealt this summer, both pro and negatively. His contract, you said it was $30 million for next season.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is great. I mean, he actually took a discount for a guy who was second-team All-NBA. $30 million is amazing. You got guys making $60 million who are pretty much washed at this point. But the good thing about Randall, the next year, it's a player option for $32 million. and he's so young, you know, he's still young enough. He's going to opt out of that and get another 3-4 years at massive money. So it's really, if you trade Randle or as you try to trade him, it's really almost like it's an expiring deal because he's not opting into that deal for 2025, 2026.
Which is what makes him so appealing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So my question is, because now's the, well, not now, but like this year is going to be the time to make that decision.
Yes.
So do we have a situation? I think the Knicks in their minds knew that they were going to try to move on from R.J. Barrett and quickly in the offseason,
yep.
but played it out in season and then pounced when the right deal was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out to be a great fit. Even though people hated it, Knicks fans hated it at the time, it was a perfect fit. Do they then do the same thing? All right, well, we're not going to panic in the offseason. We'll get a role player that we think could help us or whatever, you know, bench players here. We're going to go with Julius.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see what we can do here. And if they feel like there's a deal to be had or a better fit in season, then they trade.
Pivot. I think that's on the table, too. I think that's a real possibility. And I think that I think once they acquired OG Anunoby, they did so, whether it's the summer or during the season, to Sal's point. I think they did so with, okay, it's not both. It's eventually either or. And I think that or is going to be OG over Randle.
Which is fine.
Provided OG takes the contract.
Right, well, that too. That's fine if they get a number two. OG cannot be the number two.
All right, now, I pretty much agree with you, but if he's healthy this series...
Yeah, they win the series. I think they'd be okay, and they should have won it anyway, but whatever.
You get one more player. I don't mean a superstar this summer, although you could, but another a good player...
A number two, you got.
You don't think they could have messed around beating the Celtics in a 7-game series?
I don't.
See, I do.
But I'm saying you got to replace Randle. Like you said, okay, it's going to be either Randle or Anunoby. Fine,
correct.
But if it's Anunoby over Randle, then you need a legit number two.
Yeah, but I hear. But I'm pushing back a little bit. Right. I'm not saying I totally disagree, but I am pushing back for conversation's sake. Like, yeah, I think that you're right because I don't think you're going to win a championship with OG as your number two.
That's
I philosophically right. Okay. agree, but. It like that sounds good, but apply it to what's actually real. Like they would have won this series, and if they, you know, if he's healthy, I think that they win a game or two against the Celtics the way they're constructed now, even without Randle and the other injuries, Mitchell, et cetera. And then you're, you know, theoretically one, you know, B minus move away. I don't mean a superstar. Right. This summer, I think you could beat the Celtics next year. Who knows? It's a lot of projections.
I know what you're saying.
They would have had a chance.
They got close. I don't want to say close enough, but they got very close as is.
Mm-hmm.
I still think ultimately to be taken seriously and close that gap in talent, you'd be better off. You can't be better off without your second best player and then turning that into Anunoby. The appeal was Brunson, Randle, and Anunoby. So if you want to choose Anunoby over Randle, fine. Brunson, Anunoby, who's that third guy, whether he's second best or whatever, they need that third guy.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details subject to change.